welcome everyone to Raptor Centric Radio. My deep radio voice is due to a virus probably. But welcome everybody, and we'll see if we can get through this. I know we've got a few things on tap eventually, but right now, real quick, I've got a few people online. I'm going to say a prayer real quick, and then we'll move on. Father, in Jesus' name we come to you, and we thank you for this wonderful opportunity that we've had, not only this day, but all these days, to grow and live in your Raptor-centric church. We recognize Jesus as our pastor, and we thank you for the wonderful stewardship and all of the edifying experiences that we've had, and we can see through our own experience and our own eyes that we're growing closer and closer to you and closer as a group in your spirit and power. We thank you, Father, for all these things, and we ask you to guide us today and this service and the show that your will would be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I think we have Keith. Hey, Keith, you there?
Hey,
well, he will be. There he is. Hi, Keith.
Jerry, how's it going?
What's up?
Just keep track of ISIS. Looks like there's a lot of fighting on the Israeli border. So that's really crazy. ISIS has captured that, the part of the Israeli border that aligns with Syria, I think it said. So just tracking that real closely, what's going on there, because that would be the entry point. Time-wise, though, we're sort of at the end here with all the stuff. It's just, the elevation is happening so quickly right now with ISIS and stuff that this is what I expect to see. If I didn't see this, I would be upset because I would think that we were not going.
Mm-hmm.
But I expect a high elevation of, and it's happening, so it's exciting. Yeah.
Can we just rename every terrorist group or every militarized group in the world that might have some connection to Western powers, ISIS? Can we just get it over with and finish the rebranding?
Absolutely.
Because,
agree.
I mean, there are more groups popping up under the name of ISIS now than people can physically move across the planet. It's like a giant rebranding exercise.
Yeah, they're all like seeing the power that ISIS has, and so they're trying to come underneath that umbrella to be included, you know. And
Europe's
a little bit nervous. I think Europe is a little scared right now with the whole ISIS thing too, because they've been asleep. But they're saying ISIS is out of control. They're also saying that the Ukraine-Russia thing is now out of control because Russia's invading. So, yeah, the ISIS is.
Yeah.
We call it all ISIS. It's easier to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the second in command of ISIS is probably a marketing guy in Madison Avenue.
Probably.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's kind of, I mean, yeah, there is a lot of fear, and, you know, but seriously, come on, groups don't go that fast, I don't care who you are.
I know, I agree, I know, and what, and all this time, you've never seen a group take over so quickly, but now, you see them come out of nowhere, and go everywhere. That's because, like, it was already there, it was hidden away, and they all rebranded it, and, you know, exactly, you know.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's just so wacky, it would be laughable. But you know what I do think it speaks of, though? I think it speaks of, you know, the people who are behind the scenes at all this are feeling their time being pressed. And
I agree.
And they're having to overreach. And they're trying to stay one step ahead of the revealing of certain truths that make their lives uncomfortable. And
mm-hmm.
so their window of time, I think, is very consciously getting shorter and shorter. Let me bring on everybody else here. I think we have Alana. Hi, Alana.
Hey, Jerry. Hey, Keith. And
hey,
Alana. Everybody else who's just kind of listening in. Hey, chat room, my buddies.
Yeah, you know, I'm not good at that. I should say hi to chat. Thank you for that, Alana.
Yeah.
I loved your words,
love
by the way.
Everybody in chat. We love you all in chat. We love you.
So who do we have in chat? We have a miscreant jackass. We have Deb Somerset. We have three guests. Oh, wait a minute. That might be Judy. We have Chris Slaughter. We have Raptor Center, which is Michelle. We have Rosemary, Donna, and a Mr. Poofer, Bill. Welcome, Bill.
Love you, Bill.
And, I think we've got Tana here. Hi, Tana.
Hi. How are y'all?
Hey, Tana.
Hey. We're good.
Love you, guys.
You're better at welcoming.
I love you, Jesus. Love
yes,
you, Jesus.
You're better at welcoming chat than I am. You do that very well. Oh, and we have Pat here. There she is.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
how you doing?
Hey, Pat.
I love y'all.
Really well.
Listening.
Love
I love you.
All.
Pat and Jerry and Keith and Alana.
Love you, everybody. Love you, Jesus.
Love y'all.
Love you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Jesus.
Yes.
You wouldn't be out here without Jesus. Love you, Jesus.
Oh, so sweet. I have Lana here if you want me to read it down the road, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really have any plans for the show. I know Michelle has sent out something today that was kind of interesting about some different calendars and things, and I started to look at that. And I don't know. I don't know what how much she has there. I don't. Anyway, it has to do with the different calendars, and she's looked at some things, and I don't know whether she wants to share any of that beyond her, what her email had or not, but. That was kind of cool, and it looked like it.
Well, Tana can share some. I mean, she has Tana can write stuff
okay.
on Facebook, or she has access to it, because we did share some of that stuff. I shared something on Facebook, Tana. I don't know if you could read it. I posted it from another website or something.
I don't know what Michelle was sharing, but I know it's the month of Ayul, and it is the fruit harvest. And the month of Ayul, the theme is repentance. I know that, and I was just thinking something the other day. I was laying in my bed just waking up, and don't worry, I freaked chat out, Facebook chat out, but this does not mean we're going then, but I don't know if anyone realized that April 4th is one of the blood moons, but it's also Passover, and it's also 4-4-4-4. We're going to be gone at that point, but looking down,
yeah.
I know something big is probably going to happen that day.
Mm-mm.
Well, it's certainly, yeah, definitely people will notice that one. There's no question. I want to ask, Tana, do you have Michelle's email?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll see if I can pull that up. Oh, okay. Would you like to read that? Can you pull that up, Pat? Just before you start here, I want to ask Alana if it's okay if we read her word, because it was pretty powerful.
I'm going to send it over to email to you what hers is. Want me to give it online.
We've got Alana. Yeah, we've got Alana online if she's near her phone. I wanted to ask her if it was okay to read, because I'm not sure she sent it out to everybody.
Oh, you want the email, though? You want the email?
Just send
Michelle's email. Yeah.
I'll just send it over to you. Okay.
Rhodey has a new video out. Michelle was saying Rhodey has a new video out, and the true ninth of Av is actually September 2nd, is what she said he was saying.
And it ended on September 23rd, right before a few September's. Yes.
So the last day of Av, 30th at September 23rd, and then September 2nd. Isis and Jonatum, the September 2nd is a 40-day countdown, which the Lord, in reading that, he had to warn Nineveh for 40 days, or that in 40 days they would be destroyed. And so sign of Jonah was back in July, as we know, and it turns out the 40th day is September 2nd. So that 40-day mark, so that means we're going up and everything's going to be destroyed is what I'm getting, And then I know Nine Nani can count it either September 2nd or, like, if you count the days that he walked in the desert and another 3 days in the whale, then it would be, like, the 8th or 9th or something. But we're out of here. Bottom line, we're out of here.
Yeah, I actually had one of the things that I got out of that. Michelle mentioned in her email the Enochian, which is like the calendar of Enoch.
Yes.
And I looked that up, and I could really only find one place where somebody actually had that, you know, listed out as days on a calendar we can relate to. And but what I found interesting was that certain things that I looked at caused that to line up fairly closely to a period of time that I was led to a week ago or so, because on the 25th, I can't explain it. It was the 25th. So the Lord drew my attention to the 25th of August a long time ago, and we'd spoken about that, and that happened before Pentecost, and it was very out of context, and I wasn't sure what was going on there. And then about on the 25th, the Lord told me that we would be gone, because I was asking, within 2 weeks, and you wouldn't narrow it down any more than that, that two-week period actually comes right down to the 8th of September. And one of the things in Michelle's email related to the 8th of September. And I also, I have a personal suspicion that there's could be a false flag planned, not possibly on 9/11, but I'm also looking at the 9th of September, which is 9/9. And 99 is 11 times 9. And I don't know, I just, a while ago, I was drawn to this date for a couple of different reasons, and I think they might be looking at that on the other side of the spiritual spectrum there. But so perhaps the rapture on the 8th and 7 days before that, on the 1st, maybe we go. 31st or the 1st, and then that also becomes the Sunday-Monday thing, which I keep going back to because I think we've been pretty strongly, certainly I have been strongly, my attention drawn to that, and I'm going to spend a little more time with that because I think there's a couple other things in it, not the least of which is the Julian calendar, which John and Judy little John and Judy were drawn to. And if I put in August 25th there on a Julian, and on our calendar, that becomes September 7th. So that's virtually the 8th. And I've been looking at overlaps there, so that would be the 7th, 8th overnight overlap. So that almost lines up exactly. So if it's the Julian, August 25th, ding, ding, ding. And that was for I believe, the rapture. So, once again, that brings us back to Sunday night, Monday morning. And so he's, I'm for it. I just want to go on record. I'm all for it. No. Let's go.
I'm all for today, so yeah, let's go. That's my record. Put it on the record. I'm all for going today.
Yeah. Today's awesome.
Technically Sunday for other people, so.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a Hebrew calendar involvement there, which you got into a little bit, Tana. But I am, I go back sometimes to the Hebrew calendar and in scripture, and I look at days of note that are specifically declared where events have happened, and one of those days is the 5th of Elul. Now, the Lord can use any calendar or pick any day he wants. He's not bound by anything, but he does sort of work in types and patterns. And because the lunar tetrads that we're focused on right now are occurring on the days in the Hebrew calendar that's in use currently. So the fifth of Elul on the current calendar is the 31st. And the fifth of Elul, which is the fifth day of, the sixth month, and some things happen there in Scripture that relate to the rebuilding of the temple, and the elders also gathering in front of Ezekiel to hear a proclamation. And also this can be seen in Haggai as well. So there's some interesting things happening there, and so this date actually is more prominent than you would think, just looking at our regular old Gregorian calendar. So some interesting things going on. But I'm really strongly drawn to the 7th and the 8th, perhaps for us. And there's some other things that I actually was looking for some notes just for the show, and I haven't found them yet. But, he's screaming at us in signature, and definitely there is no letting up on the urgency that we see. And Michelle is putting in chat, my guess is we poof on the 3rd or 4th of September. Mm. There was a different breadcrumb trail that I did follow a while ago that did lead me, in fact, to the 4th of September. And if you look, that's 21 days before Rosh Hashanah. So the 3rd and 4th, so there's a 21-day thing going on right there. So I think that's also, we'll certainly be watching if we're here.
I found something interesting that I was reading at that little calendar thing I sent you of Hebrew days and month names, and I was seeing that nothing to do with the rapture or the translation, but the eighth month, which is called Bul or B-U-L, is actually the flood, and that's the month right after, which is called Kesh something.
Keshvan.
Anyway,
that's sort of it's Keshvan.
That's after Tishri, which is the month of the Feast of Trumpets is in, but it's interesting, it's called the Great Flood. So right after the rapture month, so to speak, is the Great Flood, which would make sense with all these prophetic things of New York and being taken over by tsunami or the East Coast and then the West Coast earthquake and the water going over the West Coast as well. I think that's very interesting.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah, that takes me way back to I was pursuing the rapture and all of the things, all of the prophecy relating to his return for many years, but what got me into really pursuing what other people were getting and checking it out on the internet and elsewhere was the first time he actually gave me a date. My very, very first ever date set was November 5th, and that was the 10th, or I mean, that was 2010, and he gave it to me probably in June that year, and one of the things that occurred as I was looking into that was that, I spent a lot of time researching that month, Cheshvan or Keshvan, the different days there. So that actually takes me right back to where kind of all this began in terms of interacting with other people, because up to that time, I just knew I had a really strong drive to research these things and seek out other sources of information regarding prophecy in that regard. Anyway, so here we are. But I cannot forget that November 5th date because that was, he gave it very clearly to me. And I've been asking a long time, and he wouldn't tell me anything. And then he finally said November 5th. Well, of course, that year I thought it was that year, but it obviously that didn't turn out to be the case. But anyway, that led to a really, really intense amount of discovery, for sure. I see, actually, I think, let me see if I can't say it the right way. So I think, Judy, I think, is mentioning in chat again, you know, let's just say a quick prayer for him and come into agreement. Father, for her family and her living circumstances, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you for, first of all, strength and assurance for Raina and her family, that she can live in the assurance of your care, your covering, and your guidance, that her living circumstances, that she will have the home she needs beyond the 1st of September. And we'd certainly very much like it to be a home with you, Lord, but in any case, a secure home without drama, and that these things will come forth before she has to leave the home she's in. In Jesus' name, we thank you, because we know you are faithful, and you have been many times. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you. Also, I think we have Leah on the line. Hi, Leah. You can speak if you want.
Hi, Leah. I love you, Leah.
And I wanted to come back. Lana, are you near your phone that you can speak? Or, because I would, you sent out an email, a really great one, and I don't know whether you didn't send it out to everybody, so I kind of, you know, want to see if you're comfortable if we read it to other people or not.
Of course. Okay.
I'll see if we can pull that up here.
I don't know if I remember it.
You're in trouble.
you would do it. You would do it more justice than I am, because it starts out in the first person, but then it's also Jesus speaking, I think, to you, isn't it?
Oh my goodness! I was just talking, and then he just kind of clicked in. Yeah, I was surprised by that as well. I was really surprised at that. Please share that.
Okay, I'll do the best I can here. You can, you know, you just yell real loud if I do something wacky, okay? If I don't get it right. Anyway, so it says, I think the understanding is she was making a journal entry, and it starts out, "Wake me up when September ends. I heard this song in my heart over a week ago. It filled me with sorrow. At first, I thought it was about remembering the good old days back when my kids were still in high school. Then I thought it was about mourning the end of summer. At first, I didn't even remember the name of the song or the lyrics. I just felt a mourning in my soul. I was feeling fall coming on, and I was feeling like we'd be here forever. And I heard you say, later, you may see the end of the summer. Speaking to the Lord, you may see the end of summer, but you will not see the beginning of winter. But it filled me with such a deep, deep sorrow, Lord, and you remember that. Now I've looked up the words. I see your expectations for right now, this weekend. I see everything coming. And so these are the words, I believe. Is that right, Alana?
Yeah, you hit it.
Okay. Okay, so the words are, and do you understand my sorrow now? Do you understand my longing? Joyous to see you, sorrowful for my task, sweet, bitter. My Lord, only you could do it, my love, only you. But we carry it with you. If it were possible, we would bear you up, my love. We would bear you up as you have borne us up, my love of loves. My friend, my love, the one who smiles at me, I am glad you sit with me in Gethsemane. You, the church, the brides, here in the garden, I cover you with my own precious blood, which I sweat in mercy for you. Smile. The days grow shorter. We must be. What must be done must be done. You are trying the impossible to encourage me, who am God. That my little ones would love and encourage me, even though it means a loss of their world. What a thing unheard of. What a thing unheard of. You are remarkable, church. I love you. And you conclude, I love you, Lord. And I dry my eyes and dry yours as well.
Dry
we love you.
As well. We love you.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. Beautiful. Well, yeah.
Very powerful. And
thank
beautiful.
You, honey.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, it's, I really do believe that while we have a variation from day to day, I really do believe we're feeling that closeness on a progressive basis every day, increasing closeness with Him. And what a powerful and intimate interaction that is expressed
mm-hmm.
between he and the rest of us. So we're very thankful for that. Thank you, Alana, for that. It was
it's
really good. It's better than I can make it sound right now.
I didn't anticipate that. I was just writing in my journal and it was going out of there. It wasn't what I was thinking. But it really permeated everything. And so that has to do all with God. It's all to do with this, and it has everything to do with where we are collectively and how we collectively feel what we feel. So thank you, Terry.
Very lovely, dear.
Yeah.
Thank you. Very lovely.
Yes. Hi, Jason just put in chat here. Seems like Earth, Wind, and Fire have a song called September. Oh yeah, I've got that. I've got that album. I've got that LP here in person. I'll try to load that song if we get to September.
Play that song. We love that song. Good job, Jerry. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I'll get that. It's an awesome song. I'll load that song, and if we get to Monday, we'll have it.
Well, that one is Green Day. The one that I heard in my head is by a group called Green Day. It came out in 2005 when my kids were still kids. So if you just look at the words, it's really, it's touching. And when I heard the beginning of it, you know, I can picture exactly where I was standing when I heard it. It took me a long time to remember all of the words, but the key line is, wake me when September ends. So it's Green Day.
Wow. Hey, Bill just gave us an expert technical insight. There's a little bit of a intermittent sort of clicking or static, and he said it's because somebody has their cell phone really close to their computer. So somebody has their cell phone really close to their computer. See if that's the case. Also, just want to really express to Rhea that we all stand by her and with her, and we are claiming the Lord's work in her life for a housing miracle, a housing rescue, and we do, Rhea. We will
Raina,
stand with the Lord.
Rhea.
Raina. Sorry, yeah, that was a mistake.
What city does Raina live in?
I know she's in Canada. I think she is in, she's in, I believe, Eastern Canada, and it's Ottawa. Thank you, Rose. Because I knew, yes, it's anyway, she's in Ottawa, Canada. And so Raina in Ottawa, sorry, I said Rhea. Anyway, we stand with Raina for her housing situation. And we definitely claim the blessings of the Lord over her and her family.
We all agree in Jesus' name. Yep, find that place.
In Jesus' name.
Or someone come forward to help her. Yep.
Funny, because Rhea is from Canada, though, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, but there, yes. Yes, absolutely.
I just figured it'd be easier to announce the city in case somebody's close to her, you know, so they kind of get an idea of.
Yeah, there's an idea.
Yeah.
I don't know what city. I know Rose knows Ottawa. And I can't say that with a French accent because I think Raina speaks principally French, but I'm not sure. Anyway, Raina, we love you, and the Lord does too, so we trust him for you. Okay. Keith, did you have anything else that you wanted to see? And get myself organized here.
Pat, did you have anything about the war that you want to talk about or any of the events going on?
Just that the Golan Heights, they're coming in. They just, it's getting bad. ISIS is heading closer and closer to Israel.
So the Golan Heights, okay.
Yeah, it's just if they took those peacekeepers, the Filipinos and whatever, the 23 of them, they took them.
Okay.
And, yeah.
What did they do with them?
We don't know. It doesn't say what they did with them, but there was a border thing that was opened that used to be the UN thing. The UN sign is still there, and ISIS kind of went through there.
Syria. That's where, Syria. Wasn't that where Russia was there before? No, Israel was going to call in Russia to go in that border and protect them or something of that nature.
Yeah,
remember?
Something like
and
that.
Then,
and it was open,
the UN,
and they took it.
Yeah. Okay, so the UN took over. And then now they went and took those UN people. That's crazy. That's totally crazy. Wow.
And also the thing with the Pope, the Vatican is denying everything. I say this is a bunch of fool, you know, that the Pope is in no danger.
Yeah.
And they're not paying any attention to any of it. I had a very strange dream last night, and it kind of went into vision, but it's so weird. I mean, I don't even know if talk about it. You want me to share it? Guys, it's strange. Okay, you know how they have bazaars of different religions, and you can go in and find out what they're like. They had the Mormons at the 1975 when we had the World Fair. Well, some friends and I, and apparently we had gone two or three times, we went to this Muslim one, but everyone was lovely and nice, and we were dressed in beautiful long dresses, and our heads were covered, but not like you see, like the burqas, like you were dressed like a princess almost. It was beautiful. And what we were doing, they had wonderful food and music, and we were all being entertained, but their goal was to bring us in, okay, but they didn't say anything. They were just charming us, okay, charming us. Oh, listen to this. So finally, the woman sits down with me, lovely, beautiful woman with beautiful eyes, and she's got the head covering on, and she says, you know, you've been here a few times with your friends. She says, are you feeling anything, anything going on with you? And she said, this is really costing us a little bit constantly. You've come a few times. You know, I said, well, maybe you should charge money, like $50 for people to come if you want them to go through this thing, because I know you're giving us food and music and stuff. And she said, well, what? I said, no, I'm a Christian. I love our Lord. And then the next thing I woke up, I said, Jesus, where is this going? Oh, listen to this. So I'm still with this people, and they bring in this very handsome man with a grayish beard, very handsome eyes, with a turban on. And they put me next to him, and I looked at him because he was just his eyes, but he was a Muslim, okay? So all of a sudden they're talking another language with the two of us standing there. Oh, wait till you hear this. And it was Arabic, I guess, and they went on, and there's not a chanting, but like a ceremony thing. And then all of a sudden the woman says, you're married now. You're married to this man. And I looked at her, and I said, I have tears. I said, I can't be married to him. I'm already married. I said, I'm married to, they call him Isa. I said, I'm married to Hama, and I said, Hamashian, you know, I can't see, I'm so tongue-tied. Yeshua HaMashiach. I said, I'm married to Jesus. And then I looked at all the women there gathered, and I reached my hands out to them. I said, he can be your spouse, too, if you turn to him and convert to him like I'm his spouse, and I'm bringing in, and I'm meaning all of you, too, as well. And then I got very firm with her, and I said, you had better undo what you just did, because I cannot be married to this man. I am married to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I says, if you don't undo this ceremony right now, I said, he may appear right here and undo it himself. And that's where it ended.
Pat, we're worried about you married Muslim man in your dreams now. This is getting all crazy.
But is that crazy?
Yeah.
But see how I witnessed, you know, in the dream and the vision,
yeah,
that no. And that he's waiting for you too. You know, and
yeah,
you better undo this, or he might come.
Maybe
he's going to come here himself.
All the new stuff, you know, with all that stuff might have been infiltrating your mind too. You know, the whole...
I don't know. I was so
good
weird.
Job,
though.
Yeah.
But I woke up and I was like, what the hey is this? You know, like, what is this? But, maybe discreetly, it's talking about like a warning, too, and a witness that, you know, be careful if, you know, how don't get into things that kind of look, you know, kind of shiny and they're going to deceive you. You know, things you risk to see. My friend was there, too, and she was getting into it. Not that we were converting or anything, but we were enjoying the hospitality, and they're wooing us. We were enjoying that because they were friendly and sweet. And then they secretly just did that ceremony. I said, I didn't consent to this. I said, I am not married to this man. And I said, you better undo this or Jesus is going to come here himself maybe, and he's going to undo it himself. And I said it like fire, those words.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that
I was
that
so
reminds
real.
Me, Pat.
Oh, my gosh. Everything was in color. Anyway.
That's
yeah,
really
anyway.
Awesome,
I mean,
Pat.
How's that screwy stuff we have, really? Really?
That reminds me. Last night, I watched with my family the movie God's Not Dead, and there's a storyline
right
in there that isn't the same, but there is a Muslim storyline in there, and I'm going to go ahead and play that song right now.
Okay.
Revival. Let heaven roar and fire.
Amen. I want to point out, Mary Ann called in a little while ago. She's been on the line. So, hi, Mary Ann.
Hey,
hi,
Mary. How are you guys doing? Hi, Keith. Hello, Miss Pat.
Hi.
I want to give a really quick praise report about my brother. You know, I don't know if people weren't listening, if anybody is listening that wasn't listening. He was diagnosed with acute leukemia yesterday, and I talked to him today, and he is so positive and so full of grace.
Oh,
you know,
wonderful.
He is still comforting me, you know, the big brother. And he said, you know, he said, God has walked with me my entire life. You know, he loves me. He said, I know he loves me. And he was just so powerful. I mean, I wish everybody could have a big brother like I do. But he just, he made me feel so much better. And he was being transferred to a large university medical center today to, you know, start the chemo and all that stuff. And he's going to have to be in isolation for a month. But he was just so positive. He said, I'm going to be fine. And but just, you know, he was praising God. You know, and he said, you know, I'm lucky that I was caught early, you know, and he said, you know, he said, I'm going to be fine. He said, I'm going to spend a month in a room, you know, doing stuff. And so he was just positive, so I wanted to tell you that, and thank you for all your prayers. The other thing is his blood counts had not gone down, and that was good. And then the other thing, this has nothing to do with that, but yesterday my washing machine died, and it was the timer went out.
Mm-hmm.
The timer.
Mm-hmm.
Get it, guys?
Out of time.
Yeah, the timer.
0000.
Actually, my dryer just went out. We just had to get a new one, but it had no timer.
No, I mean, the point, the timer is out. And I thought that was kind of funny. It's a Maytag. I've only had it 5 years. Last Maytag I had 20 years.
Wow.
Good old Maytag, honey.
Good old Maytag. And the timer went out. So, anyway,
wow.
Praise God. He's coming. And my brother is just full of the Spirit and just a comfort. I just wish that I could have cloned him. So, praise God. Praise God in good times and bad.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Marianne, Tressie's had his experiences with his washing machine, too, and it wouldn't work, and he's gone back and forth. And, it just reminded me, I haven't seen him in chat for a couple of days, but he's had a washing machine thing going also. We need to find out. Tressie has a Maytag.
The timer.
I don't know. I'm not sure he knows what it is. It's just sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Maybe that is the clue.
Uh-huh.
You have to find out if it's a Maytag.
Yeah, we just had to get a dryer because it totally just went. Yeah, a brand new one.
Well, I think it was God's way of telling me time's up.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, it's one of those little flirt things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I think people are getting a lot of personal confirmations. Just all the pressing and all of the, just everything that's going on. It's just, it's really, you know, I can't use the word unreal because it's very real with us, but
it is.
You know, it's just incredible how widespread it is and how heightened it is. Come on. And
well, you know, honestly, I can't believe that ISIS has gotten into the Golan Heights. That's just incredible to me.
I know. It was unguarded.
Are you kidding me?
That border. The border was unguarded.
Yeah.
The border,
it showed pictures
I mean,
of it. It's all run down with the UN sign, all these old buildings, and nothing there.
There's too much mastermind going on with ISIS. There's too many smart strategies they're using that you just can see that they've been really, you know, in cahoots with some pretty intelligent people who have been knowing how to go about war because there's just too much that they know about these things
and our borders,
all at one time.
Our borders. It's a mess.
And then 9/11, you know, they say that something might happen in 9/11, but conveniently, of course, Obama's left the borders open here, which is just is insane, of course.
Okay.
Insane.
You know what else, guys? They will not bomb on a Friday because the Fridays are the one day they might bomb because the Muslims don't go shopping
right.
and stuff like that, like sometimes the Jews don't, you know. So they said that on a Friday that would be the best time for them to bomb the malls.
Yeah.
They have 100 of them scheduled
yeah.
out to be bombed. Plus, they've taken over the little towns right on the outside of the border of Mexico. They've completely taken them over so that they can come through the border, our borders down south. And cause havoc. They warned us.
Wow. And of course we're letting through the border, so that's
the
setup right there.
There's something scary down there, you know.
You know, where the goal line is concerned, Rosemary just put a note in here which relates exactly to what I was thinking of saying, which she says, Golan Heights is full of old landmines from other battles. Much of it is roped off. And there's no entrance.
Hmm.
In other words, nobody would go directly through the landmine, through the fields of landmines. And I mean, you know, anyway, what I was going to say is, I'm surprised there was room for ISIS because you had the UN, you had Syria, you had the Iranians helping Syria, you have Hezbollah, another terrorist organization who's affiliated with Syria and Iran. Then you've got the Israelis right on the border. And, oh, by the way, you've got the opposing faction to the Syrian government in their civil war there. So how was it ISIS had room? I mean, there should be no room at the terrorist in the Golan. And yet there they are. Well, the thing is, the U.S., Israel, and Jordan have a training base in Jordan, and they've been sending people into southern Syria, which is where the Golan is. And it's either those people who are now calling themselves ISIS, or it's the Syrian rebels, which are supported by Western intelligence agencies, and they're calling themselves ISIS, or it's both. I mean, all these people, there was no unclaimed land, okay? They didn't just all of a sudden walk in there and just make their own stake. You know, the people that are supported, it's there is no way that it's not forces supported by Western intelligence agencies that are calling themselves ISIS there. And these are the people that have, we are told, taken the UN forces hostage, the ones that didn't run away. And and so, I mean, you know, it's this whole brand name, you know, the rebranding strategy. And I don't know, somebody circulated information just a few weeks ago about how there was official Western documentation of U.S. forces training soldiers under the name of ISIS in Jordan 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
There's
all...
There's something else, too. Yeah. There's something else, too, that just happened. Iran has given larger missiles on the border of Israel to, I don't know which, because maybe somebody knows the country, but
Lebanon.
Shoot into... okay, they've just done this. Bigger missiles. Because they want to annihilate the Zion, whatever. They got some terrible name for them.
The Zionists,
But
remember,
they
from an Arab point of view,
completely.
From an Arabic point of view, like the Iranians, the Zionists aren't just people, aren't just Israelis. They are specifically the people that represent the One World Order, the Illuminati.
I don't know.
Yes, that's who they call the Zionists. That's really who they call the Zionists, but you never hear that explained in Western. And I'm not justifying, the Iranians by any means, but what I'm saying is there's a very the reason they call it Zionists and Zionism is they are declaring every time that the, you know, from the recreation of Israel through the UN, and remember the UN is part of the One World Order organization, right? And so they're saying that it was a put-up deal, and this is one of the reasons they say it's a criminal and all this other stuff, is because it actually partially is.
Hey.
It was ordained by God, but the mechanism through which it occurred was significantly involved with these One World Order people. And so when they say Zionism, they're actually talking about the banksters, the intelligence agencies and the Satanists.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, I mean, they have some understanding of that, and they express it when they say the Zionists. That's why they don't just say Israelis or Jews. They could just as easily say Jews, but they don't. They say the Zionists.
Zionist regime. Yeah.
That's why they say that. Yeah. And so they understand.
Yeah, they want to take Israel out. They want to annihilate her completely with these new missiles that they've gotten from Iran. And Iran came right out and said, "We're going to take Israel off the face of the map. We're going
to destroy." Well, and plus Israel went to Israel is concerned about the ISIS now. I guess they woke up today, but Israel is concerned. So they went to the U.S. and asked. They said that ISIS is a major concern right now, and they're asking the U.S. for help with that. Again, you know, they're always going to the. You know, we always screw them over all the time, and now they just keep coming back to us for help. It's like they're going to have to step in and just do it, you know, because that's what happens. They lean on us, the Antichrist system, and then they almost get destroyed because of it, because they're waiting so long, you know.
God's
going to have to save them. God's going to have to save them.
Don't we supply them with the missiles, though?
Oh, well, no.
And all their artillery?
Obama stopped the Hellfire missiles from going to them.
I know.
Because he,
so what is Israel
going to
do?
They don't care. You know, he's turning them over. Doesn't care. That's what I'm saying. They're always relying on us. And all we do is we tell them to wait. Obama says, wait longer, wait. It's going to happen next year.
So you
and this,
get destroyed.
This keeps waiting. And that's what's been happening. I mean, from 6 months or a year ago now, look at how bad it is for them than it was even 3 months ago. Because he keeps saying, wait longer. Iran. He told her Iran the other day that it's going to be another year before they have the bombs. Can you imagine? I mean, it's just
wait. Do this.
Yeah. Well, 2/3 of their nation is going to be wiped out because of it, because they are waiting so long, because they are leaning on a man-made Antichrist system. The Bible says 2/3 wiped out.
Oh, wow.
So God's going to come in and save the rest, though, and save today. Otherwise, they would be fully wiped out. Yeah.
I know.
But what happens
exactly.
when you lean on man and not Jesus?
You watch
this
now with those
That's
missiles
right.
that
That's
were
right.
sent in. You watch these with this with the missiles. I mean, I hope the Iron Dome is strong enough to take out these bigger babies that they're going to shoot at them, you know. really.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting the next couple of days. Massacre. If the Iron Dome doesn't work.
Rhea put a note in chat. She said, I had a prophetic dream when I woke up and looked at the clock. It was 9/11. And that's strange is that she doesn't normally see her numbers. It's her husband who sees the numbers all the time. So she's excited because she believes it's a strong clue. And, you know, I just keep seeing, it's like I can't look at anything where numbers are displayed without seeing some, you know, notable combination. I see 7-11 all the time. I see 1-2-3-4. I see, that's just today. I see all kinds of stuff. Yeah. It's just, it's so routine now that I don't know if I dismiss it, but it's just like a constant drumbeat. Of reminder, and it's
that's
wild.
A good way to put
and,
it. A constant drumbeat. Yeah, you got that. You hit it. A constant drumbeat. He doesn't let up on us. He just doesn't. It's all over.
You know,
it's all over
Joe,
the place.
I know Joe has said that he's seeing stuff like that all the time too. I mean, I just and you know, it's so consistent that. And it, you know, for a long time I was seeing one or two things, like repeatedly, and then that seemed to have a very specific meaning. And now it's evolved to where I just see things all the time that catch my attention. And so that's why it's just like, you know, it's a presence, it's a drumbeat, and. And, you know, I just think it's really, that part of it has really increased. Except 1-2-3-4 is one I keep seeing. And that's a little harder to generate than some of the others.
that's the countdown to poofing. 4-3-2-1.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And so... Yeah. You know, I wish I knew what 4-3-2-1 it was, though, because it's not days, because I've been seeing it for a lot more than 4 days. But still, but definitely, I mean, it's
yeah.
just reinforces the idea of a countdown. You can't see that, or 1, 2, 3, or 3, 2, 1. You just can't see that or hear it or whatever, you know, however it comes across you without thinking about that.
Indeed.
We have about, I don't know, actually, we may not have hardly any time left at all. I didn't hear 60 seconds. 10 seconds, there we go. Okay, so the spirit of the bride says, thank you, Lauren. Come now.
Thank you. We love you. We're waiting for you.
Love
you. Thank you for your good timing this morning.
Amen.
Come get us. Love you all.
Lana,
love you there.
Love you out there.
Love you,
Lana.
Chat. Love you on
yeah.
the phone.
Okay. Thanks, Marianne. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Glad your brother's
we're
better, honey. That's so
praying
great.
For you.
He's
yes.
got a good attitude. That'll get him
through. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
he's
yeah.
going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Our
yeah,
prayers are
going to be fine. You're going to be fine because we're going to be raptured. So that's
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in, Tana. I'm in.
Yeah.
We're in for that.
That's okay.
In the air.
Yes.
Amen.
No way out.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.